Connecticut Democrats boosted their majority in the state House of Representatives by picking up 12 seats for a new 92-58 majority. WSHU's Eb Ongudama reports they've also taken the state Senate.
Democrats broke an 18-18 seat tie in the state Senate. They now have a 24-12 majority. State Senate Democratic President Martin Looney of New Haven is happy that Democrats have made inroads into GOP strongholds in Fairfield County. That includes a Greenwich district that elected a Democrat for the first time in 90 years. Looney says voter opposition to Republican President Donald Trump is probably responsible for this.
In the Greenwich district and in the Westport New Canaan district, I think that there we saw the trend beginning 2 years ago when those districts that did vote for Hillary Clinton in the election. I think we saw some of the same this year in voting Democratic for governor and for state senator.
Looney says he's looking forward to working with Governor-elect Ned Lamont on an agenda for the upcoming legislative session in January. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.